Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
All right, let's get Smoking Joe in here.
In one corner, we've got 92
a fun song to sing.
3 inches and just under 400 pounds. To the best of our knowledge. And in the other corner, 92.9 The Game's reporter, Smokin' Joe Patrick.
It's also, everybody knows it.
Because it likes to cause trouble.
Everybody knows it.
I got a TLC story for
everybody
you.
Everybody likes it. Joe's got a TLC story. Of course he does. Yeah, hey, Joe.
So that was one of the first CDs I ever had as
sure.
a kid.
Yep.
It was given to me in my Christmas stocking, that album that had Waterfalls
crazy,
on it.
Crazy Sexy so Cool. Don't act like you don't know what it's
crazy,
called.
Crazy Sexy Cool, right? That's
crazy
right, that's right,
Sexy Cool is what it's called, Joe.
It's a classic. And if you're familiar with the record, there's one track on there that's like a prank call. It's like a throwaway mm-hmm. track that's just a prank call. And it includes a curse word, so I was, like, playing it on, like, we had the little boom boxes back in the day, and I'm playing it on there, and Mom hears the curse word on there, who, it was Santa who got it for me, not Mom, and, so that album was then taken away, at least for a little bit. And then the other thing is that Chili was either the cousin or nephew of someone who went to my high school, that someone being Sean Bailey, former Georgia wide
okay.
receiver. So how about that little tie-in? So she would come to, like, make an appearance at lunch every once in a while to come see him, and it was, like, awesome to have a celebrity in the house.
There's also a very underrated and underappreciated Andre 3000 verse on a song on that album, too.
Is there really?
Back when he went by Dre. It just says Dre.
Dre.
He wasn't even Andre 3000 yet. Yeah,
Dre.
Incredible.
They do a
great story about the Waterfalls, how the music came to be, because Organized Noise produced a lot of those songs, but they produced that song in the Organized Noise, the Art of Organized Noise documentary.
Mm-hmm.
They tell the story of making that song. They made it in like 15 minutes. Like,
they were kind of
jamming.
It feels like
whatever.
That happens so often with these classic songs.
Yeah.
They're just like a stroke of genius that hits at one moment,
exactly.
and then boom.
The stars aligned perfectly, and they were like, oh, play that again. And then they had what one of the members of the band came down, and it's just, anyway, great documentary if you haven't seen it. Something to watch this Sunday, too, because the Falcons aren't playing. I know people are going to watch all the other games as well, but we haven't had a chance to talk, Joe, since what happened on Sunday against the Commanders. What was your kind of biggest, what impressed you most about what they improved upon from week to week and kind of your biggest takeaway from that win?
Well, I think it wasn't like unexpected that Michael Penix was going to be able to bounce back after that performance in Carolina. But I think that the further we got away from that performance in Carolina and without having played that Commanders game yet was my reflection on it was that like Michael Penix just played really, really poorly. You know, he's just missing open receivers. And I went back and looked actually yesterday at the EPA, the expected points added in that game. It was the third worst quarterback performance of the season across the NFL that Michael Penix had against the Panthers there with a minus 25 number there for whatever that means. But it also had just like all the numbers, the expected completions also were like crazy bad in that game. So you thought he was going to be able to bounce back to some extent. But then what he ends up doing in that Commanders game was, at the time, have the third best game across, you know, NFL quarterbacks this NFL season. And then later that night, there were two that jumped above him in that game between Dallas and Green Bay. Dak Prescott and Jordan Love each had the second and third best games of the season so far. But I think it's just, you know, it just goes to show the resiliency that he has, both mentally and physically, being able to shake something like what happened there in Carolina off. And we hope to never see something like that again. And I'm not saying that it was all his fault, but I do think that that game, it just really struck me how much of a team's potential output is just limited by the fact that if your quarterback doesn't show up, you just really don't have much of a chance to win. And so to see him come back and be able to get all these pieces involved, and I think that Zach Robinson helped in that and kind of correcting from his own mistakes from that Carolina game as well. I just thought it was really impressive to see the way that they bounced back.
Yo, Patrick, I know there's 17 games now, but we're going to do like we used to do with the whole quarter systems. And after
right,
the first quarter,
right.
what is your concerns with this football team? I said yesterday, Mayor Bunk, we're talking about everything needs to be improved, don't get me wrong. But the kick, the coverage teams, you know, it just seems like they're on the back wherever they are as far as that part.
Special teams is still a huge concern because, you know, it's not as, like, interesting to analyze or talk about because it's such, like, it's either good or bad type of thing on special teams. But, you know, with the kicking game especially, it could be something that bites this team really badly later on in the season. And it already has bitten this team pretty badly. That's cost them so far. So that's obviously going to be a huge, you know, thing. But there's not really anything we can really dissect there other than that you hope the kicker makes his kicks. And then, like, on coverage team and on return, there's some issues, obviously, you know, catches knuckleball kicks and stuff. But again, it's like, okay, they're either going to catch it and do it or not. So we'll see. As far as like the offense and defense goes, I think that what we saw in that Commanders game was really important because otherwise my main talking point for sure would be about the Falcons offense. But I think the most important thing that happened in that game was you saw the versatility that these players allow Zach Robinson to have offensively. So like, for example, you come out in 12 personnel, that's two tight ends, but you can come out in 12 personnel that forces like a base defense to come out on the defense. But then you have a bunch set of Bijan Robinson, Darnell Mooney, and Drake London on one side with Charlie Warner in the backfield, and you're set up to pass and have mismatches against a base defense look. So I think that we were able to see that from Zach Robinson was really impressive. They need to continue on that track, and having a player like Kyle Pitts as well really helps, where he can be, you don't know if he's going to come out of that huddle and, you know, be an inline tight end or be split out in an X role, which we're seeing more and more of, which is really important. So I think just continuing that on offense, and then you hope to see the consistent performances. And then on defense, you know, I think on defense there's not a lot to like really nitpick because they've been so much better than I think any of us could have reasonably anticipated. But I would say that, you know, we did see, I think, some of the vulnerabilities of this style of defense and how they want to play up front with this attack style front and getting gashed a little bit by the Commanders running game. And so you hope to limit that over the course of the season. But honestly, like, if they get gashed from time to time, I'm going to take it. I think the coaching staff will take it as long as they're kind of getting the production and the pass defense and everything else they've gotten so far this season.
Smoking Joe Patrick joining us here on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy, as he always does on Thursdays, talking Falcons and kind of, like Randy said, taking that first four games as a quarter pole of the season. I think, I don't know, we were kind of all in the same range as far as floor and ceiling go before the season starts. Now that they're four games in and there's been some extremes in either direction, has your opinion of kind of what the peak of this team could be and also maybe the valley of this team could be changed at all?
I think actually, you know, even though they're just 2-2, and I think that that's the mark a lot of us were talking about, they kind of needed to hit that mark in order to keep on track. And it's kind of like a golf tournament or like a poker tournament or something where you can lose in the opening 4 weeks. You can kill your season. You can't really make your season, but you can kind of be on track, which is where the Falcons are. But the reason why I say the ceiling is actually higher than I would have had it before the season is because of what we're seeing on defense. Like, we were thinking that the way for this team to make the playoffs was to hope to have like a top 20 defense, just like a serviceable unit on that side, and then on offense be able to score a lot of points. And I think what we're seeing is that this defense can actually be better than serviceable. They can be an actual weapon for this team. And I think there is the potential this team can still be one of the, like, a very potent offense, even though we've really only seen that through one game this season. I think, guys, like, the thing that they have to prove as a team is an ability to take a game like you have against the Commanders or like they have had against the Minnesota Vikings, and they didn't do this, but you got to be able to go from strength to strength week to week and not kind of get high on your own supply, but to just kind of have that professionalism to, like, get back to work, improve. And I'm not saying that they don't do that, but I just think it's one of those subconscious things where it can creep in and you just give yourself leeway here or there and you don't really kind of get buckled down like you do when you have an embarrassing loss and you feel that sense of pressure to a man, to themselves, across that locker room. So I think they've got to do that because they've got to be able to string three or four wins together probably at some point, or win 4 out of 5 or something like that. But I think that the potential is there for them to do it.
When you said creep in, was that a sneaky way of tying it all back into Crazy Sexy Cool?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Because that's the title.
Yes, it was, Andy. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm glad you picked up on that because not a lot of people get my high-minded
second
comment.
Song on the album,
Joe, real quick, I got a question because when you're talking about the defense, and these new, I'll call it, made up damn like statistics, like splash plays, let in. What the hell metric or who came up with that, Joe? James Pierce is third in the league in splash defensive play. What the hell is a splash defensive play, Joe? You got one damn sack.
I know. And it's like it's gone beyond just like pressure rates and stuff.
Yes.
Yeah, like these invented things, which is like, I guess a splash play is like any kind of negative gain or known or negative gain. I don't even know. But yeah, you're right. They're coming up with all this newfangled stuff.
We need to come up with our own thing. Like
that's right.
Don't fight it.
Splash.
Join it.
How do you know? Like that argument, Joe, you hang out with people like that that make the argument. Have you seen this new thing? Oh, he's third in the league at splash plays. What are you talking about?
You know what else?
Yeah. And then you get to put it on a fancy chart and everything.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
You know what else splashes?
No, Andy, I don't.
Waterfalls.
Bye, Joe.
Waterfalls.
We'll talk to you next week, Joe.
Thanks, guys.
Appreciate it.
Thank you, Joe. Also a song from the album. Sorry. So I'm operating up here, y'all. Sorry.
You're getting there, dog.
Come with me.
You're getting
there. No, I'm up. Need to get up here.
Do you do the La Bamba in Spanish?
Oh, what am I supposed to do? Translate it to English?
I don't know. But can you sing it in English?
I do know what it is in English.
Okay, that's what I was asking.
But yeah, it's a Spanish. You sing it in Spanish. La bamba.
Do you need the
Te necesito.
Do you
una
need
poca
the
de gracia.
Do you need
no,
the
I don't.
Do you need the screen?
No, I don't need the screen. Dude, I've sung that song so many times. I watched that movie more times than probably any other movie in my life.
Really?
I love that movie.
I love La Bamba.
I wanted to be...
You wanted to be a Mexican singer, rock singer, huh?
I did.
Yeah.
I wanted to be a Mexican rock singer. We have a kids book about Richie Valens for like Lily and Jack.
Yeah.
They skip the end.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
They're like, and his music is still beloved to this day by millions.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Like, yeah, no, we don't.
There's
want to
one
that.
Page missing there.
Okay. I'll rip it out to you.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll rip it out to you.
Not that one? All right.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.